hold the right to eternal life. We recognize the fact that only you, God, could have offered your son, and only your son could have answered on our behalf. So we thank you and appreciate all that you've done and all that you're doing for us. And now we repent of our sins. We sin daily, yet we fight on to get our lives in order. We are godly sorry and ask of you to strengthen us on our individual journeys of life. We recognize that time stands still for no one, so we just strive to be ready to hear your calling. We come to ask and pray for our congregations. We pray for our elders. We're praying for our deacons, our ministers, our teachers, and all members of the body to focus on your will and your ways. We must focus on being more studious, more willing to honor our commitment in leading others to you. We pray to be more selfless, more benevolent, more loving, more humble, more tender. We pray that we learn how to emulate the walk of Jesus Christ. Lord, we just render prayers on behalf of our nation to recognize that you are God all by yourself. We pray that all nations, lands, and countries will bow before you in acceptance of your will. We pray for the sick. We're praying for the shut-in, those who are lonely, those who are bereaved, those with mental illnesses and challenges, those incarcerated, those who are in the services, those who are in the middle of wars as I speak. We pray that at some point in time, before it's everlasting too late, all men will recognize you as Abba Father. And as I come to the close of this prayer, I thank you for blessing me. Thank you for holding me up. Thank you for listening to all of our prayers and answering accordingly. We thank you in the name of Jesus the Christ. I submit this prayer and I close. Amen.
Amen, amen. And thank you, Sister Cheryl, for going to the Holy Throne of Grace on our behalf. And now we will have a prison salute by our dear Sister Stephanie Hill.
Good evening, sisters. Thank you, Lisa. I'm really excited about sharing what the prison ministry does. As the Lady Prayer Warriors, you know, our first focus is always love and encouragement. And that's really the focus of the prison ministry, is to reach out to those who are incarcerated via letters and or cards when they're permitted. To encourage them to share the gospel as we can, and really just to encourage ourselves, because we're doing something for someone that's certainly less fortunate than we are. There's a group of sisters, I'm not quite sure the number, who have been writing inmates for quite a while. We did face some challenges this year with COVID and prisoners not getting their mail or whatever. However, we have not let that deter us. We are actively seeking new names to add to our inmate list so that we can continue to write those who are on our list and also new people. So if you know anyone in your congregation, anyone in your family or a family friend or anyone who might be interested in hearing from the Lady Prayer Warriors, please submit their name, I think, to Sister Angela Hunter. I might be mistaken on that. I can be corrected. But however, being part of this ministry has really uplifted my life. It's helped me. I have a grandson that's incarcerated. However, where he is, they don't get the mail, and he can't get the mail. He would love to hear from you all. But there are many other places where there are prisoners, some members of the church, many others not, who would love to get an encouraging letter. We never get personally involved with the people that we are communicating with. Like I said, it's all about love and encouragement and sharing the gospel as we can. So I hope that those sisters who are new to the call or are not part of the ministry will really think about getting on board. We'd love to have you. And again, we're looking to build our list. Before I conclude, I want to share something that many of you already know. There's a prisoner named Clarence. I'll say he's a young man. I don't know his age. But he recently wrote a letter and a poem, I believe, to the Lady Prayer Warriors, which was shared in our meeting. And this was such an example of how just communicating with someone who's incarcerated can impact their life. His response to the Lady Prayer Warriors reaching out to him was just so heart-touching and so inspiring, and just more encouragement to continue to reach out to many more. So I think I've covered everything with the Lady Prayer Warrior, with the prison ministry. And thank you.
All right. Thank you so much, Sister Stephanie Hill, for the prison salute. And yes, you did cover everything. Our admin is Sister Jan Guzzi. So if you have someone that is incarcerated, you would get that information to her, and then she would relay it to Angela, Sister Angela Hunter. Next, we will have our scripture reading by Sister Linda Newton.
Praise you, the mighty name of Christ Jesus, sisters. Our scripture text is taken from the New International Version. I have two scriptures. The first one is 1 Peter, the 4th chapter, verse 8. 1 Peter, the 4th chapter, verse 8. Above all, love each other deeply, because love covers over a multitude of sins. Second one is 1 John, the 4th chapter, verse 8. 1 John, 4th chapter, verse 8. Whoever does not love does not know God, because God is love. May the Lord bless the reader and listeners of his holy and divine words. Amen. Thank you, sisters.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Sister Linda, for reading our scriptures for tonight. Next, we will have a song of praise by Sister Dorothy Rouse Schenken.
Love lifted me, I was sinking deep in sin, far from the peaceful shore, very deeply stained within, sinking to rise no more. But the master of the sea heard my despairing cry, from the waters lifted me, now saved am I. Love lifted me, love lifted me. When nothing else could help, love lifted me. Love lifted even me. Love lifted even me, when nothing else could help, love lifted me. All my heart to him I give, ever to him I cling. In his blessed presence live, ever his praises sing. Love so mighty and so true merit my soul's best song. Faithful loving service to him belong. Love lifted me, love lifted me. When nothing else could help, love lifted me, love lifted me, love lifted me. When nothing else could help, love lifted me. Souls in danger, look above, Jesus completely saves. He will lift you by his love out of the angry waves. He's the master of the sea, below his will obey. He's your savior, wants to be saved today. Love lifted me. Love lifted me. When nothing else could help, love lifted me. Love lifted me. Love lifted me. When nothing else could help, love lifted me. Thank you, sisters.
Thank you, Sister Dorothy. Time you started singing, I was looking for my mute button because I was over here singing right along with you. That's one of my favorite songs, so thank you so much. And now we will have introduction of speaker by Sister Rosalind Peabody.
Good evening, sisters. Sister Adrienne Jameson was baptized into the body of Christ August 27, 1966, at the age of 15 by the late evangelist Brother Booker T. Martin at the 21st Avenue Church of Christ in her hometown of Gary, Indiana. She has taught Sunday school, Wednesday night Bible class, vacation Bible school, and worked with youth ministries for nearly 50 years. She is a widow and has two adult sons, Anthony and Andrew, and four bonus children. She is grandmother to many. Sister Adrienne worships at the Harvest Church of Christ in Tony, Alabama. She dearly loves the Lord, and her passion is studying God's Word. She has been an LPW for 9 years and is on the Health Team, Benevolence Team, Life Streams and Happenings Team, and Prison and Sick and Shut-In Team. I present to you Sister Adrienne Jameson.
Good evening, sisters. Good evening. Thank you so much for calling in. First and foremost, I want to thank our administrators for allowing me another opportunity to teach tonight. Also, I must commend and thank the host, Sister Linda McIntyre, our opening prayer by Sister Cheryl D. Anderson, and our prison salute by Sister Stephanie Hill. Wonderful job, Sister Stephanie. Our scripture reading by Sister Linda Newsom. Our song praise by Sister Dorothy Jenkins. And Sister Dorothy, I kept looking at my phone to make sure I was on mute because I was singing and rocking my head with you. You did an awesome job, Sister. Thank you. Thank you, Sister Rosalind, Teresa Body, for that beautiful introduction. I love and appreciate you all. And I love and appreciate each and every admin. Sisters, you know what? I'm not going to keep you long. What I have to say is short and to the point, because time's a wasting. As a subtopic, I've chosen what's love got to do with it. Love. What the world needs now is a whole lot more love. And Jesus gave a new commandment to his disciples when he said, love each other so that the world would identify us with him. You know, many saints in the Church of Christ, they aren't ready to love people because they still don't grasp the concept or grasp just how much God loves us. He is love. He shows us love. And he proved his love for us by sending his son to die on the cross. 1 John 4:19. Sisters, it isn't about our abilities, our status in life, our where we live, what kind of car we drive, you know, how much education we have. It's not about that. Now, those things are important, and I don't mean to belittle those things. They're great attributes. But you know what, my sisters? This whole love thing, it's about knowing and loving God and knowing and loving other people. You know, when we prioritize love, you know what, sisters? Life gets much simpler. We make it so hard on ourselves, sister. You know, loving people Jesus style means looking for every opportunity to show love to a person, no matter how undeserving they may appear to be. And that's not our call anyway, sisters. We must love them in ways that leave a profound impression about God's best loving intentions for them. Besides, you know, who are we to determine another person's worthiness? And I'm so glad we don't have that, we don't have to do that. You know, that when we do that, that's playing with fire, literally. And if we don't stop it, we're going to have major gate trouble. You know, loving people Jesus style shouldn't be hard. As I said earlier, we make it hard. Paul in Galatians 5, that's chapter 5, verses 22 through 26, he tells us how the fruits of the Spirit should be manifested. The first fruit of the Spirit is love. And in this passage, Paul gives us sort of a toolkit for loving. The first tool in the kit is love. Not just any kind of love either. It's agape love, which I believe Sister Lalita told us about. It's agape love. This type of love is self-sacrificial. It's the kind of love that is willing to serve others by any means necessary. Agape love is the kind of love that makes it possible for believers to commune and to be at peace with each other. 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verses 4 through 8, it says, love is patient, love is kind, it does not envy, it does not boast, it is not proud, it does not dishonor others. Let me say that again. I just love that. It does not dishonor others. It is not self-seeking. It is not easily angered. It keeps no record of wrongs. Love does not delight in evil, but rejoices with the truth. It always protects, always trusts, always hopes, and always perseveres. Love never fails. You know, love isn't just a virtue. It's the virtue. You don't have to master a whole bunch of skills to love people well. But love is made up of a dozen or so skills, all of which will help you to become and be able to love others more deeply. Romans 12, chapter 12, verses 9 through 16. Don't just pretend to love others. Dangerous territory, sisters. Really, really love them. Everyone. Now, hate what is wrong. We can do that. Hate what is wrong, but never, ever, ever hate the person or what they're doing. Hold tightly to what is good. Love each other with genuine affection and take delight in honoring each other. Never be lazy, but work hard and serve the Lord enthusiastically. Rejoice, rejoice in our confident hope. Be patient in trouble, no matter who's in trouble or what you're going through. We must be patient. We must keep praying always. You know, when God's people are in need, be ready to help, especially those in the household of faith. After all, they're family. You know, always, always be eager to practice hospitality. You know, I can look back, and I thought about this the other day. I cannot remember a Sunday growing up when my parents didn't have, you know, dinner guests from the church. I just can't remember it. And as I grew older, I realized that was a beautiful thing to do. You know, bless those who persecute you. Bless those who persecute you. Now, I'm going to tell you a little story. For some reason, my husband, may he rest in peace, when I became part of Lady Prayer Warriors, oh, it just aggravated him to no end. And I couldn't understand why. I mean, he would get upset with me. He would walk in the room, like when I was presenting a lesson or teaching, and just the, he didn't have to say anything, just the look on his face told me that he wasn't too happy. Well, my husband and I had to have a Come to Jesus meeting, and I called it. And I told him, as long as I have breath in my body, I will be a Lady Prayer Warrior, and I will do my best to serve the Lord. I told him if he had a problem with that, I couldn't help him. He better take that to Jesus. You know, we can't let anybody, I mean, we can love our spouses, that's what we're supposed to do. But anybody and anything that separates you from loving God, from doing what you're supposed to do for Him, then, you know, you don't need that kind of person. You don't need that kind of person. You know, we are, as I said, bless those that persecute you. Don't curse them. Pray that God will bless them. Be happy with those who are happy and weep with those who weep. Live in harmony with each other. Don't be too proud to enjoy the company of ordinary people. And don't think, please don't think, and I've seen it, I've been around long enough to see it and understand it. Please don't think you know it all. Please don't think too highly of yourself. Remember 1 John 4 and 8? Sister Linda read into our hearing. God is love. And anyone who doesn't love others have never known him. You know, we are only capable of love because God first loved us. 1 John 4:19. We love each other because he loved us first. He loved us first, and God proved his love for us with Jesus' death on the cross. You can love anybody. I'll say that again because I strongly believe it. You can love anybody. Jesus showed us the way. He showed us the how. Now, you can love when you're intentional about it. Genuine love comes about when you're intentional about it. When you seek out people who need to be loved, and you choose to love even when you don't feel like it. We have to love all the time and every time, my sisters. You can even love people who are hard to love. And I'm quite sure we know some of those people. But sisters, the cost is too high. We have to love them. We must love them. You know, excuse me, sisters. You can love people, as I said, that are hard to love. When you experience the love and grace and forgiveness of God for yourself. Therefore, I contend that every Church of Christ member, everybody in the body, should be able to love very easily. I want you to remember that God can use you to love others. I've seen it done, sisters. So please don't be afraid to tell others about Jesus and how much he loves us. You know, we naturally think that the opposite of love is hate, and that the opposite of fear is courage. Sisters, I've come to realize fear and love are the real opposites. In the battle of love versus fear, love always wins. 1 John 4, verses 13 through 21, it reads, "We know how much God loves us, and we have put our trust in his love. God is love, and all who live in love," guess what? "Live in God, and God lives in them. And as we live in God, our love grows more perfect." It grows, sisters. The more you love, the more you're able to love. So, you know, please don't be afraid. You know, don't be afraid. Or don't put yourself in the position that on Judgment Day you'll be afraid. There's nothing to fear about love. You know, but we can face God. We can face him with confidence because we live like Jesus here in this world. Such love has no fear because perfect love expels all fear. If you are afraid, it is for fear and punishment. And this shows that we have not fully experienced God's perfect love. We love each other because he loved us first. If someone says, "I love God," but hates a fellow believer, that person is a liar. For if we don't love people we can see, how in the world can we love God whom we've never seen? And he has given us this command. Those who love God must also love their fellow believers. We have to, sisters. I can't stress that enough. Now, too much is going on in the world. We're about to be at war, a third world war, I believe. Sisters, we got to quit playing. We have to quit playing, and we have to get on the Lord's side. When fear drives you, you tend to want to avoid God. Have you ever noticed that? When fear drives you, you tend to want to avoid God. And you do that out of fear of his judgment. But my sisters, my beloved sisters, trust and believe you'll be known by your love in this world as well as the next. So what's love got to do with the sisters? You all can answer that yourself. Everything. Every single thing we do in this life hinges on love. And then some. Sisters, I told you I was not going to keep you long. I think, imparted to you what God has put on my heart. And I just, sisters, I want us to get to glory. I want us not to have day trouble. And it's hard. It's hard. This life is hard. We all know that. But I tell you what, God's way is the best way, and God's way is the only way, and God's way is the only way we're going to get out of this mess we're in now. My sisters, thank you so much again for calling in. I pray, I hope that I said something to encourage you to stay on God's side. Sisters, as always, the lesson is yours, and to God be the glory. Thank you so much.
Amen, amen. Thank you, Sister Adrienne Jameson, for that wonderful lesson. And now we will have our closing prayer by Sister Elizabeth Miller Francis.
Good night, sisters. Thank you so much for that awesome message, Sister Adrienne. Thanks to all the participants. Let us go to God in prayer. Most righteous and heavenly Father, as we come before you tonight, I just want to give you thanks for you being the great and awesome God that you are. Father, you came and you set the example for us of how we should love each other. And Father, you send your Son, Jesus Christ, to forgive us of all our sins, to die on the cross for our sins so that we can gain forgiveness. And I pray, dear Lord, that as I come before you tonight, that you'll forgive me, God, of any sin that I've committed knowingly and unknowingly, so that nothing will hinder this prayer tonight. Father God, I pray right now, Lord, for your mercy and your grace. And I pray, dear Lord, that you continue to bless and keep us always. Father, I thank you so much for your words that was shared tonight by Sister Adrienne. And I pray, dear Lord, that we'll put these words into practice and that we'll start loving more and that we'll check our hearts to see where we are falling short, to see if we're loving the way Christ loves. God, you first love us, and then you call us to do the same. And I pray, dear Lord, that you just help us, God, to remember that this is a command from you, to love as you love us, and to love our neighbors, and to love you with our hearts and our soul and our mind. Father, I pray, dear Lord, that as we leave this platform tonight, I pray, dear Lord, that you protect us, keep us, help us to get a good night rest, and help us to wake up with you in our hearts. Be with us in a special way, dear God. Continue to bless and keep us, and help us, God, to remember, Lord, at all times that you are there for us, even when we feel like there is no one there. You are always there. be with the 100 days of prayer that we're doing. Be with each and every person who participate. And even for those who did not participate, that they look forward to joining the next set of 100 days of prayer. Be with those who are visiting for the first time on the call. I pray, dear Lord, that you protect them and their families. Be with those who are grieving the loss of a loved one. Be with each and every one of us mental health, and help us, God, to stay focused on you. In Jesus' name I pray, amen.
Amen.